Whether it be in cowshed or wandering in luscious fields of grass and clover, the dairy cattle...
Stop. We don't need the over-the-top voice. The simple fact is that all McDonald's semi-skim milk is from UK farms. And not only that, it's organic. So all the milk in your teas, coffees, porridge and even Happy Meal milk bottles is really nice stuff. Which is good to know.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Heather Parker, the Parkersaurus.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay. Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Anna.
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Creek Spatula Roast. Here I am with my gorgeous co-host, Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's up?
My God, everything's great because it's below deck day, okay?
Oh, and what an episode. Oh, my God. It was hilarious. I was cracking up and aghast and cringing all at once. It was perfection.
It was perfect. So, everybody, quick shills. Don't have to show live shows. Thank you, because you already sold them out, everybody. We'll announce new ones at the beginning of the new year, hopefully. And
In December, I think we're going to have some announcements.
Great. So, besides that, go get your t-shirts. Ramona, happy Ramonica, and also Merry Christmas, okay? No, ho, 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 okay? And some Ramona as Santa Claus stock leggings. You can get those at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you can keep an eye out for tickets and all that good stuff as we announce them. Our calendar's there. And Ben and I are both doing the TV Party app. We're streaming once a week on there. So go check that out. Just download the TV Party app and then search our names at Ronnie Karam and at Ben Mandelker. That's where you'll also find our Twitters and our Instagrams. Okay. And now today.
And don't forget, by the way, that those are Patreon exclusives. So in order to watch them, you also have to be on Patreon and supporting at the TV Party level app.
Yeah, do it. So everybody, hi, welcome to Below Deck Day.
Below Deck Day. You know, we didn't even talk about the fact that last week we had the distinct honor of being with Captain Lee on his birthday. And not only was it Captain Lee, but it was also Captain Sandy and Josiah.
That's right. Then I saw Kate Chastain a couple days later. It was a very below deck week.
And yeah, that was fun. That was our first time. For me, it was my first time ever meeting Captain Sandy and Josiah. And I had met Captain Lee for the first time at our Palm Beach show. But that was so fun. And Captain Sandy's friend Jan Berman, who I guess is on the Doctors, but she was also on Below Deck. She was there too. So it was a big old fun time. We went to Pump. And it was so weird seeing both captains there. I didn't really know what to do with myself.
I didn't either, really. So I just ate and drank and laughed, and I was merry, okay? And yeah, Josiah, what a sweetheart.
He's lovely, and so is his husband.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, they were truly lovely.
What a couple of lovely people.
I felt like in a certain way Josiah and I were kindred spirits. I don't know. I felt like we both were just sort of like sitting on the sides there a little bit, just like watching what was going on, being like, this is crazy.
Yeah, by choice, because I kept saying, move over, because, no, let me sit there, because then you're going to get my big Hagrid back in your face. because that always happens.
Oh, it's fine.
You were like, no, don't do it.
But I knew you were going to have to go up and smoke and everything. No, I wasn't complaining that we're sitting on the sidelines like we were in the corner. I'm just saying, like, I felt like we had a similar vibe, that we're like more of the, like, we sort of like quietly sit and observe, take everything in a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Fun night. But today, things aren't so fun because shit is hitting the fan below deck, okay?
Yeah. Below deck, big time. So we're like midway through a charter that's already been pretty shitty. It's this, you know, there's this 10 people on the charter, including two little children. And we thought going into it, oh, God, these people are going to be high maintenance. The kids are going to be spoiled. These people are generally pretty good. They're fine. They didn't like their steak. The kids have been generally very well behaved. It's the deck crew where all the malfunction is.
As usual. I've been waiting for this to come to a head with Chandler, because it seems like every week it's going to come to a head with Chandler. It's going to come to a head, and then it doesn't. I'm like, what the hell?
What do I
got to do for it to come to a head? And then it turns out it's like him getting mad about not getting his ice cream on time. I mean,
I know. Oh, my God. So basically last episode, Chandler and his crew brought the guests out to like a little island so that they could swim with sharks and rays and everything. And then the crew went back to the yacht and didn't leave any of the supplies. So the guests were like, oh, we're stranded. They're doing like smoke signals. So Captain Lee was – and then when they went back to get the crew, Chandler got lost on the boat and was like swimming around in circles or boating around in circles. So it was a big clusterfuck, and Captain Lee was not happy. And where the episode ended was that Captain Lee invited everyone up into the brought everyone up to the bridge and was like, all right, things are going to change around here because we got a season left. And God damn it, what are you guys doing, you fuck-ups?
He's about the most fucked up deck crews I've ever seen, all right? This is beyond an embarrassment. How do you go all the way to the island and leave without supplies? This is rudimentary deck 101, and it's on you, stupid.
And then Chandler, of course, instead of just being like, you're right, we were wrong, sorry, he's like, what am I supposed to tell him to unload supplies? I have to tell him that? And he's like, excuses are silly-ass reasons for people not doing their goddamn job.
Yeah, because Captain Lee is like, if I have to solve your problems with your crew, then what do I need you for, you jackass?
What do I need you for, Cirque du Soleil tongue? Because Chandler's sitting there like, like he's sucking his tongue in like 20 different ways because he's so mad. I'm like, you're not hiding it. You look petulant.
Yeah, and on top of that, Chandler's the sort of person that micromanages the wrong things. I think in general, that's what micromanagers – why people don't like them, because they micromanage the shit that doesn't matter. But like important things that need to be, you know, tended to, like, hey, make sure the supplies are left on the boat. I'm left on the island. That shit he's like, well, they should know that. So it's like, you know what, you are like, rather than like focusing on like the cotton ball that Riley dropped on the deck, could you like maybe focus on the supplies for once?
Yeah, I mean, they were a bunch of dumbasses for leaving that.
They were.
Let's make no mistake about it. But at the same time, he should have left somebody there and didn't, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
But also, one of the reasons why they are such dumbasses is because their sleep schedule is all messed up, because Chandler's not managing them correctly. They're being pushed in all sorts of different directions. So I think they're kind of like their brains are fried, because I don't think all three of them are idiots by any stretch of the imagination. I think they seem to be pretty competent. I think they're just like frazzled, and they're like in a – I think sometimes when you are also being micromanaged – there is an element where you kind of shut things off. Like your decision making gets shut off because you just start following orders. And so if there is no explicit order, like, and then you have to take this out of the boat and put it on the beach, then you just don't do it, which I'm not letting them off the hook. But again, I'm blaming it all on Chandler because I like to do that.
As it should be. Thunder.
Yeah.
So Kate is making drinks with Josiah back on the boat. And she's tasting the drinks, and she's like, whoa, Captain Lee is pissed. And strong. And spicy.
I like the glee that she has when she announces that. She's like, he was pissed. Isn't that great? Want to have a cocktail?
And the little girl passes. She's like, what you doing, little girl? Want a drink of this margarita? Strong. Yeah. Spicy, right? Josiah's like, I'll go with her. I like your dress, Batman sister. Unfortunately, you mean nothing to this storyline. Did you save Gotham? No. I'll see you to your long, lonely life. Back to your room. Come now.
And then meanwhile, Adrian's just slicing tomatoes. He's like, I've never had a whole table tell me the food was bad, which is his own struggle that he has to go through with those tomatoes.
And then he does that like white boy rapping hand gesture thing. He's like, so tonight I'm going to blow him out of the water. I was like, oh, no,
great.
Please stop it.
I don't like that phrase when you're on a boat. I'm like, I actually would actually not like to be blown out of the water on a boat. I like to stay pretty stable on the water.
Yeah.
So Captain Lee is still just like furious. He's like, well, I think our bosun is dropping the ball, to be quite frank, and I'll be quite frank about something else. I hate Frank, and I choose not to be him if I don't have to be.
But come on, tonight's your rock star party. He's like, I gotta eat with him. God damn it.
And then the deck crew is just doing something else that they're fucking up with or whatever, and Kate just is like, it'd be nice if everyone did their job well.
Unfortunately, I just like her. They don't. Yeah. So the deck crew has to come behind them and pick everything up, which I'm doing for less money, probably. And Ashton's like, we're like chickens with our heads chopped off over here. And he goes, we really need some scheduling here, bosun. And Chandler's like, sorry, it's going to change every day. Okay, it's the fifth charter, guys. Get used to it. Just get used to it, all right? Okay, nap time. See you later.
Yeah, like, how about you anticipate things, okay? Because Ashton's like, no one knew what was going on. And Chandler goes, no one knew what was going on. I'm like, yeah, no, don't repeat that. You have to, that's not for you to be like, yeah, no one knew what was going on. You're supposed to say, I know, I'm working on that. We're going to improve our lines of communication.
Yeah. Riley's like, I appreciate you saying something to Chandler because I am a captain of a boat in Alaska. And if this were my boat, he would definitely be fired. Definitely be fired.
Meanwhile, Caroline goes into the galley where Adrian's doing just like chopping something. She's like, hi. He just does not answer.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done.
I'm so weird that bag of radishes said hello to me. I'm just going to ignore it.
I'm trying to be professional, but when a dust mop comes in here and tries to say hi, and look, I work 20 hours a day. I can't take that load. Okay.
Meanwhile, Kate does something a little surprising to me. She abandons her normal, I think in the evening, I believe that's when she does pebbles, but maybe it's seashells. Either way, she puts out giant stars from Marshalls, like light up stars, little bulbs in them. I was like, wow, Kate is going the extra mile to compensate for this deck crew, because I've never seen those giant stars before.
It's like sea glass. What was it? It's like frosted sea glass.
It's like broken glass. She's like, it's like rock stars. I'm putting the broken glass on the table because surely we will not have any other future incidents with broken glass later on in this charter.
Yeah. Surely this isn't a sign of things to come.
Surely no one would ever just leave broken glass on the floor, but on the table it should be fine.
So the captain has to eat dinner. The captain has to go up there. He's like, hey, Master Pearson. Look at this ring. If you're ever in a desperate, scary place, squeeze it, and a symbol will come up in the sky, and your car will come fly to get you. He's like, thank you, sir.
Squeeze it, it'll go on. Squeeze it, it'll go off. Squeeze it one more time, and
God damn it, how many times do I have to teach you how to squeeze it?
You're lucky that's not a Caroline ring. You just squeeze it, and it cries. Then you squeeze it, and it cries more. Then you squeeze it, and it tries to sue you for harassment. So enjoy that.
Then you squeeze it and you have to send it to a nice, beautiful bedroom downstairs. And then it complains. And then it's like, so now it's like Rockstar. They're all dressed like Rockstars, like Rockstar dinner, Rockstar, rock, rock. You'll be having a duo of stuffed mushrooms. Okay, enjoy. Rockstar.
Rockstar. So the chef's like, are they happy down there? She goes, so happy. And he goes, you're just saying that, right? She goes, I'm not just saying that. I'm just really busy. So
anyway, I got to serve this turmeric and sesame zucchini. Rockstar. I feel like Albert actually looked like he was once a contestant on Rockstar NXS. Doesn't he sort of look like that? Like 15 years ago, he was on a failed reality show about being a rocker. Like he was trying to be an NXS, you know? Do you remember that show?
Yes, I do. I didn't watch it, but I think he's too like nice to be the rocker, because he'll be like, you know what? I'm too nice to be a rocker on this show, but my wife's really going to come out here and nail you one.
Yeah, they probably do, like, they probably go to Vegas and there's probably some, like, American Idol jackpot machine that they go, or slot machine, I guess it's called in America world. So anyway, I'm not even going to follow that theoretical scenario. I think I'm just going to just Idol slots. That's what I'm saying. They play American Idol slots. Okay. I'm putting it out right now. That's their version of being rock stars. Oh, we played the American Idol slots. I got Clay Aiken and I won $35.
Oh God. It's like, ah! It's like coins pour out of it.
You just hear terrible versions of Alicia Keys.
So let's see. The guests are all really impressed with dinner. They're like, oh my God, this is so much better than last night. He really stepped it up. And I was like, dunk, 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 warning.
I know. Foreshadowing. Step it up. So now they're all like cleaning up for the night. People are going, being sent to bed and things like that. And there's just like this 1 second moment where we hear Kate say to Josiah, she goes, write Caroline a note. And like, even though I know the note is supposed to say, like, this is what I cleaned up tonight and this is what's left for in the morning, I kind of feel like it was a note like, dear Caroline, you're pathetic. What a stupid, insolent person you are. Why are you on this boat? Please clean up the spoons. Thank you, Kate and Josiah.
Dear Caroline, I'm sorry for writing on your forehead right now, but you'll never see it, will you? Ha ha.
Dear Caroline, you will never be emotionally fulfilled. Know that.
And then we didn't mention the little girl's joke. It was the best part of the show, Ben.
Sorry.
She said, Captain, how do you make a Kleenex dance? He's like, oh, God damn it. If this were this grid, they'd never do it right. They'd probably do it incorrectly. The Kleenex would fall in the goddamn ocean and just disintegrate and litter. And she's like, no, you put a boogie in it. He's like, ha, ha, God damn it, I'm done with this brat. All right, I'm going to bed. Call me when Brat Man wakes up.
So Josiah then FaceTimes his niece. He's like, hello, Primrose. There's someone awful on this boat. I can't wait for you to meet her. You'll destroy her. Good night.
Primrose, what is the weather doing? I guarantee you $100 it's more than Caroline.
Primrose, how do you make a tissue dance? I know. It's so stupid.
So then Chandler in the morning, he's like, I really dread being on deck, but when I worked for my dad, it was just calm and collected. It's the style I like to reflect. I'm like, really? Did your dad nap 18 out of 24 hours?
Yeah.
Get a better model.
Are you going to put on your... I'm really glad that he likes his dad's style. Are you going to put on your resume, nepotism is your strength? Because that's what that is. That's what that's called. When you're working for your dad and everything's like calm and collected and it's easy, it's called nepotism.
Yeah, you lose.
Yeah. So Lee brings Chandler up to the wheelhouse and he's like, all right, we're going to go over here and they're going to put them. We're going to roast a pig over there and there's coral over here and there's a starfish over there. And be careful. No time to waste. Go.
Run. Ding, ding, ding. So Caroline
that's just,
breakfast.
That's just Captain Lee on his own. He's just doing ran ding ding ding, 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 ding. Ran ding ding ding. He's like doing a little dance.
Yeah. He's like,
so good to play the run ding 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 song again.
Now listen here, Chandler. We're taking a pig out there, all right? It's better go smoothly. Better not be a fuck up. Chandler's like, So then we see collected. Caroline putting the breakfast together. And she's like, can I bring you guys anything? Please don't ask me to bring you anything. Please. And they're like, okay, here's what we'll have. A Bloody Mary, then a guava-infused something or other, and orange juice. And she's like,
she's like a tea kettle.
Guys, I have to squeeze some because I don't have any, okay? I have to squeeze some. And they're like, how about the food first before you get lost in the alcohol again, Caroline? She's like, thanks, guys.
Yeah. I mean, this is like the fourth charter. Even Casey was figuring out these things by now.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, so many things. Orange juice. OJ, what does the J stand for OJ? Oh, juice. So orange and juice. Oh my God, I just figured out. I've got a juicy oranges. Oh no, and then there's supposed to be booze.
Not guilty. Okay, I've done your OJ. They're like, oh, you idiot. So the ladies are complaining, and one of them's like, she seemed very distraught. And then the other one goes, yeah, did she seem frazzled by orange juice?
She's just running back and forth and doesn't know anything.
And Caroline's like, 10 people is a lot to take on.
Oh my God, if someone asked me one more stupid question, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mom, which way are we going? This way or that way?
She's like, oh, you're asking me the wrong question.
I don't know which way I'm going. And then she's like, you're asking the wrong person. She goes back inside, and the lady's like, she never knows an answer. And then she like brings out a bad Bloody Mary. I mean, who knows what was in that thing? It was probably all like Tabasco sauce with like a shot of rum.
Yeah, and the ladies are like, this is terrible, okay? It's like tomato juice and vodka. And Caroline's like, okay, that makes it better. Now what do you have? Pneumonia? Come on!
So now Kate is like getting out of her room. She's like, she can hear all this stuff happening on the radios or whatever. And she's like, if she can't handle coffee and croissant platters, we've got a big problem. Uh-oh, I guess we have a big problem. Just see Caroline with like under a pile of croissants. So then Caroline is like there. She's just like frozen in like a rotating totem pole or something like that. And Kate just enters and is like, all right, I'm here to save the day. Who ordered some orange juice? Here, I can pour it.
She's like, Kate, can you make Bloody Marys? And she's like, yes. She goes, can you? And she's like, sure. Thanks, Kate. These are called Bloody Caroline, okay? It's just a glass of stupid, okay?
Are you asking me if I can make one of the easiest drinks in all of cocktailing, where I just add vodka to a mix? Yes, I can do that.
So Caroline and Kate are at the bar, and Caroline's like, hello! Kate's like, hi, what'd you put in the Bloody Marys?
Well, I took some ZD sauce, and then I added some green tea, and then I added some sugar.
It was supposed to be delicious.
She's like, Caroline's foot is healed. Bad news is, she's still Caroline. So
that's my sitcom, still Caroline.
So Chandler is telling us, oh, God, the fact that Ross and Ashton feel like chickens with their heads cut off, that lights a fire under my ass. That's not good. I want to be liked, but I also want to be effective. I'm like, that's so sad that you're failing at both. Like, it would be nice. I would root for you even if you were doing well at one of those things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So he is trying to be super on top of everything, but he's like not at all, because now he's like so eager to be on top of getting stuff to this beach that he's doing it way too early. So he's like, we're going to be doing a first trip. So Adrian, are you going to be coming to the beach now? And he's like, it's like 1 p.m. You know, whatever. Adrian's like, I'm going to be preparing here in the kitchen. I mean, it's like breakfast. Everyone's like, why is he trying to go to the beach, you know? And then Captain Leah's like, why don't we, well, actually, but that's skipping ahead. But Adrian's just like, what's going on? And meanwhile, Kate and Josiah are in the corner. They're just still talking about Caroline. It's like their favorite pastime. And talking about how she's like a total mess. And Kate's like, I mean, it wasn't even a full breakfast. It's just so sad. It's just like watching a giant tomato lose its mind.
And he says, yes, even the laundry. People's stuff is getting lost. And he tells us, she's like my Aunt May when she had menopause. Just chill out. I'm like, jeez, poor Aunt May. That's and then we cold. See a
piece, I know. And then we see like some chapstick in the washing machine. Like, what's is like, we're just forks and knives, basically last night's like dinner service. She's like, isn't this the dishwasher? No. Oh, I've been doing the sheets upstairs in the kitchen and the silverware here in the laundry room.
Then outside on the deck, Master Batman is like, hi, Caroline. And they're like, no, that's Dolphin, sweetie. She's like, I thought she was moving fast. So then Kate, we get our Kate on the phone segment of the show today. She's
yes.
Like, hello, it's me, Kate Chastain. Yeah. I need to arrange some live local music and some dancers and musicians. Thanks.
And a third stew would be great also. Did you have a third stew out there? You know, I think there was a miscommunication last time I asked for a third stew. I got stewed tomatoes. I actually just want a third stewardess. Thank
please,
you.
Please bring the hula dancer back. Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Riley is everybody's getting ready. Riley and Chandler, and she's like, "Okay, Chandler, I've got ice in the coolers." And he's like, "We need ice in the coolers." And she's like, "Yeah, I know. Okay, I did it." So also, I put Corona, and he's like, "We need more Corona."
Yeah.
She's like, oh.
And even Adrian up in the kitchen is listening to this because you know Chandler's, you know, radioing to everyone about who knows what. Even Adrian's like, oh my God, like get it together. I'm chill, but I've had to tell off Caroline and I've got to tell off Adrian. I mean, Chandler, you know, yeah. He's getting pissed.
He's like, get your shit together. I like that so, the chef is getting bitchy. You know, chef can have a full season of just being totally nice. And I like
that's why I say reality shows don't need to script shit. Like, you can put a nice person in a reality show, just let the cameras roll long enough, it'll come out, you know?
Yeah, just throw a Caroline in the water.
Yeah. So, Chandler's setting up, this is what I was talking about before, that Chandler's, you know, he's setting up this first charter to go, the tender to go over to the beach. And Captain Lee's like, considering it's only like 8 a.m., you dipshit, why don't you set up the toys first? They have something to do. So it's just like another example of Chandler just like messing up and not prioritizing what he's supposed to be doing on deck.
The chef's like, I didn't see that one coming. Kate's like, I did. So let's see. Then Josiah, he's like, why are they doing things? What order are we doing them in? And she's like, they're taking things, but first the hierarchy of importance. Safety, charter guest, captain, crew. And then they start doing a little dance.
Yeah. Safety, charter guest, captain, crew. And that's Chandler's probably like, ice cream.
Nap.
He's like, the hierarchy, nap, ice cream, nap, talk down to Riley, ice cream.
So Riley and Chandler again, she's like, I'm going to check for some towels. And he's like, great, check for some towels. She's like, that's what I'm doing. And he's like, did you check the dryer? She goes, yes, I'm going to check everywhere. He's like, check the dryer. I am checking the dryer. Check the dryer for towels, okay? That's what I said, towels. She's like, he needs to take it down a notch, okay? Nothing but a struggle for the crew. He is fired. If this were Alaska, he would be fired.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just so obnoxious. And then, meanwhile, there's the pig, and Adrian is getting ready to cook. He's prepared the pig, the that's going to be on the spit, et cetera. And Kate's like, oh, it's so messed up that I was eating three pieces of bacon while that was out there. But, you know. I guess we all have to deal with it, right, Caroline?
It's even more scary that the chef is afraid to touch the pig. He's like, ew, I don't want to touch it.
It's also scary that the yacht's ovens are large enough to fit a whole pig. It's odd.
Kate, Caroline, Kate. Caroline, Kate, I'm done. She's like, okay, great, you're done? Could you do the laundry again? She's like, oh, can I take a five on the bow?
Kate's like, if you're gonna sneak a cigarette, you sneak it. There's nothing very sneaky about a bottle of ketchup asking me to take a smoke.
So then Chandler again, he's like, Riley, check for towels on the deck. And she's like, I did.
He's like, hey, Riley, I don't want to find any more dropped towels on the deck. You have to use your eyes. She's like, okay. She's like, I didn't. She's, what does this say? Because apparently the drop towel, I don't know what a drop towel even is, but they wrote drop on them. And so Riley's like, I can read, Chandler. Well, what does it say? Do you know what this letter is? This is a D and this is an R. Stop it. This is an O and this is a P. She's like, stop speaking condescendingly to me. Hey, I don't want to hear any back talk. Everyone needs to be accountable. And Riley goes, you know what? Let's clear this up. He goes, stop yelling. You need to stop yelling at me. It's like she wasn't yelling. She said we need to – she was talking back. She was angry. She was talking back to you, but she wasn't yelling. It was like classic workplace gaslighting.
Yeah. She's like, if you keep talking to me like this, I'm taking it to fucking captain. And he's like, oh, well, go to the captain. Don't tell me about it. Just do it. Just
yeah, now he's like
eyes,
shaming
please.
Her for being lazy in terms of reporting him to the captain.
Speak to me with some respect. Oh yeah, but I get some. She's like, where's your accountability? Where's your accountability with the towels, Chandler? I was like, okay, you too.
He's like, I actually have a CPA back in Boston, so don't come at me. Not accountability. Can you read? I don't think so.
Mm. So then Chandler's like, Captain, Ashton and Riley will stay on board. And he's like, ah, let's see how this one goes, you dumb shit. He's like, oh my God, they're ready to murder Chandler.
Everyone on this boat hates Chandler at this point. Everyone.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
This is Paloma Faith with a special new edition of her number one album, The Architect, featuring the hits Lullaby, Cry Baby, Make Your Own Kind of Music, and the new single, Loyal. The Architect, Zeitgeist Edition by Paloma Faith. Out now.
Nobody goes into caring for the admin. I know I didn't. So I'm looking forward to spending more time with my patients and less time in the practice.
Vodafone helps carers securely check patient records on care home visits thanks to Citycom's managed solutions and our unified communications. Search Vodafone Business Solutions to discover how we're so much more than mobile. Vodafone. The future is exciting. Ready? Subject to area availability, minimum terms apply. Details at vodafone.co.uk. Business Solutions.
Vince commercial. So now is the drama of the tender.
Tender drama. Tender drama.
And Ross is like, do you think we'll be fine here? And Ashton's like, it'll be fine. Just get on the boat. And I was like, uh-oh. That is not the opening to a porn scene. I've come to expect more from you two.
Yeah, exactly. It should be like, wow, you really know how to control that boat. Wow. It's rapist and dangerous.
I'd love to see you get me in gear like you get that boat. Let's get it in gear. All right. Bring up the rear. Bring up the rear.
Hey, how deep do you think this reef goes? Do you want to experiment?
That reef hurts, but only at first.
So dangerous here. I'm scared. I could just nuzzle in your arms and feel secure for the rest of my life.
So Ross tells us, it's a bit dangerous. The reef is shallow. We're in danger. And then on the beach, Chandler's like, life jackets. We're doing a huge beach setup. There's going to be a pig, a luau. There can be no mistakes. Did anybody bring my Haagen-Dazs? All right. Where's the...
No mistakes. For instance, I have this Haagen-Dazs right here, but no scooper. What am I supposed to do? Just eat it with a stick? Because guess what? It's frozen and needs to thaw. And we don't have the time. Thanks, Chandler. So the issue is, because there's so much reef, it's dangerous for the rescue tender to go to shore after it gets dark because they might crash into a reef. So they are now on a strict schedule, which is that the guests have to get off the boat at 5. They're going to get to shore. They're going to eat. And by 6 o'clock, they got to start coming back. Otherwise, they could sink and die in the water.
Yeah. Too many reefs. Now, this is kind of weird because Ross tells him, like, we can't get through these reefs. And the captain's like, all right, we're going to do it. All right, we can do it. We'll figure it out. I was like, oh, this isn't going to work out very well.
Yeah, no, of course not, because Chandler's doing it. So first, now they're taking over, like, the crew, you know. So they take Kate over, and Kate and Josiah start setting up this beach picnic. And I just laugh because Kate has to, like, start up, like, a fire pit or whatever, and she just has the lighter fluid and she just like squirts it onto the fire and the flames are like whoosh, and she just like I wish I could be excited by giant fireballs, but I'm just so jaded by idiots like Caroline.
And then they cut to Caroline. Everyone's working really hard, and then they cut to Caroline like struggling to get a towel off the floor. She's like folding something and she drops something on the floor and she's like, oh, God.
So finally, by the time the boat comes back to the yacht to get the guests, it's 5:13. So they're already 13 minutes behind, and every minute really counts. So they're taking – excuse me, I'm having burps.
What's wrong with you over there?
I'm sorry. I'm just choked up. It's so exciting. So Captain Lee is already upset that they're behind the timetable, and then they're motoring the boats through, and Chandler's like – this may take a while because there's a lot of reef and I'm worried about the boat, whatever. And Captain Lee's like, well, one thing you could do if you weren't an idiot
is just raise up the engine so the props are just barely hitting the water level. I shouldn't have to be telling this fucking idiot about this.
Ross is like, can we take more guests? And they're like, no, no more. And then Josiah goes, look, master, doesn't it look like Jurassic Park?
It's a movie about an island that you shall soon inherit.
Stupid people get their heads eaten off. Sorry, Caroline.
So the captain's not like, so clever girl is what we call her.
Under no circumstances are those boats out to be out after dark. Safety first.
And Ross is like, I can't agree more, Captain. I was like, all right, get your butt out of the crack over there. So then and they get to the dock, and Chandler's helping some lady, and she falls on the deck.
Yeah, well, because what happens is, and this is hilarious where they edit it, because Captain Lee says, you know what? I'm going to pull them back, even if they're having a good time, because I'd rather live with that than hurting somebody. And they just cut to Chandler hurting somebody. He carries this woman from the rescue vessel to the beach, and instead of putting her down on the sand like a normal person, he puts her down on this slippery piece of rock that all the crew has been slipping and sliding on. And the first thing that happens is that she falls right on her elbow. I mean, it looked like it hurt.
Yeah, and this is not the lady to drop either, because she's not ever going to drop it, you know?
Yeah, and on top of that, he drops her, and then what his reaction is like, oh, you need a second? What? Who does that?
Yeah, how about I need a free day on charter before I see your ass, sir?
You need a second? It's how about you like help her up and you say, oh my God, I'm so sorry, are you okay? Not you need a second.
Oish. And Ashley says, not only is he dropping the bowl, he's dropping the guests.
Good one, Ashton. Josiah's like, Master Pearson, are you familiar with chaos theory? Or as I like to call it, Caroline theory? You're witnessing it.
So the Riley and the captain are on the boat. And she goes, so Captain, it looks like they're having fun. And he goes, I have no goddamn idea. Oh, no, wait. What did he say?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. It was really funny to me, and I wrote it down wrong, probably because I was laughing.
It was something like that. So anyway, so then Captain Lee comes up with a new idea, which is that the guests are going to stay there and hang out, and they'll call vans. The vans are going to transport the guests from the beach to the other beach, to the docks or whatever. It'll be all fixed. Everything's going to be fine. So the crew's going to come back. The guests are going to stay, except with like Kate, et cetera. So that's all fixed. But in the meantime, the lady who fell over, I mean, she's the sort of person to be a little bit of a victim anyway. But in this case, she really is one because she got dropped on cement on a luxury charter. And she's like, I mean, he didn't even apologize to me. And I'm like, it's kind of funny that she wants an apology. But maybe I would, too, if like his only reaction was, do you need a second? Like that like really bothered me.
Yeah, he's going to find a way to blame that on like Riley or something.
Riley. Maybe if Riley had gone ahead and dried off that stone, we wouldn't be in this issue.
So then Kate goes, I don't know if you've noticed, but the boat left. Do we live here now? So they've left them to do all the work. And Chandler is already yelling at Riley back at the boat. He's like, Riley, spin bags that are sopping wet need to dry out here. And she's like, I didn't know we were doing that. He's like, I feel like that's common sense. She goes, oh, maybe I don't have any.
That's
not the argument. It's not the argument you want to give.
And Kate's like, Kate to my Sienna, are you guys going to be sending a taxi? Or do Josiah and I have to fashion one out of coconuts and palm fronds? Okay, do we have to do everything? Do we have to create the local transportation in Tahiti? Because we can do it, we just don't want to.
I'll cook a hula dancer if I have to.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Chandler's just in his room sipping coffee, just dancing a little bit while like Kate and Josiah are packing up everything, waiting for their taxi that I'm assuming Chandler was supposed to call for them.
Yeah, and then Riley's complaining to Ross, and Ross is like, you know what? Oh, yeah, buddy. Listen, rules, I'm sending Riley down because she's all night. And he goes, you know what? Do with her what you want. I'm done. I am done.
Yeah, like, great. You're supposed to be the leader, actually, so you're not done.
So he goes to take a break.
So Captain Lee's like, all right, Caroline, you seem unfrazzled for 1 second. Must be a full moon. So while we have this moment of lack of frazzle, or as I like to call it, LOF. Could you make some cocktails for this group? Because I'm sure they've had a terrible time because Chandler was in control. So make some very simple drinks for them.
So she goes downstairs to pour Prosecco into glasses, and she's Googling. Did you notice that? I was like, what are you Googling? It's glasses of Prosecco. Just pour them. She's like, trying to look something up on her phone.
I know. And then the guests are coming back on their little rescue boat. And Captain Lee says,
well, sorry about this whole rigmarole with the taxis and stuff, but it was all in the interest of safety. Safety number one.
We just cut to the glass breaking. Like, the editors are, like, so on top of this shit. The interest of safety, cut to broken glass, and Caroline being like,
my God, and they can't win. The mom goes, we had a blast. And the lady goes, I got dropped. And he said,
that means you were carried and not put down successfully.
She's like, this is the second day of me not doing very well. And then Caroline tries to radio the captain, but for once the captain doesn't have his buds in or whatever. And yes, she's like, Captain, there's broken glass. I need a moment. I'm Googling it. But no one hears it. So then poor Master Pearson is like,
there's broken glass everywhere, and I'm bleeding.
Oh, I'm bleeding. She's like, walking on broken glass. Someone help me.
And the husband's Caroline's like, I would have sang that for my audition, but my wife's the real rock star here. Go ahead, honey.
Annie Lennox is just like watching at home, smoking a cigarette, drinking some brandy. Be like, I know this all too well. Inspiration.
This is what we've come to.
This is finally the origin story of my hit song, but revealed 20 years later. Classic Annie.
So the mom's like, it's okay, Master Pearson. It's just a battle wound. The captain's like, how the hell does that even happen? That is the ultimate clusterfuck.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kate and Josiah are still on Gilligan's Island, and they're like, where are the deckhands? I guess we'll do everything ourselves. She's like collapsing chairs, making campfires.
And we have the master's mandatory life jackets, which means a tsunami will probably come and he'll drown to death. So thanks a lot, deck crew.
Oh, look, a pickup truck. I guess we'll get in this. And who knows where it's going to take us, but I'm sure wherever we wind up, we'll just have to find our way back because we have no support from anyone. See you in Moria.
So then Caroline, they're like, just fix it, Caroline. So she's up there trying to clean up, but I guess she sees blood. So she starts starting to barf. She's like, bleh!
She's like, I'm sick now. Albert, meanwhile, is at the bar. At this point, Albert's at the bar. He's making his own cocktails. He's the one who is, like, tending to hit this lady's wounds, which I'm like, by the way, it's now been a few hours. How is it that only now they're dealing with her arm? And she's like, why aren't they doing this for me? And you know what? She's right. Why aren't they doing it for her?
I don't know. Because they're busy trying to not, you know, let Caroline murder people on accident.
Yeah, exactly. And Kate, of course, Kate is entering what I like to call the Ben zone. She's like, I'm starving, I'm exhausted, and I'm angry. I'm like, I'm like that every single day at a certain point.
Oh, and she's, Caroline comes out, and the lady's like, remember I asked you for Prosecco because you can't do mixed drinks? Oh, hi, Kate.
Yeah, Kate and Josiah, like, burst on into like this area with the guests. They just know shit has gone. I don't think they even know what's happened yet. They just know that there's a disaster and Caroline, they can't leave Caroline alone. So they just rush in and like, Josiah already has like bandages. You know, he's like, I don't know why I need bandages, but I just have them right now and I'm going to apply them to someone.
I've also got machine guns coming out of the hood of a car if anybody needs them. They're like, oh, thanks.
And Chandler's downstairs in the crew mess just sitting at the table, just staring into space.
Yeah, as usual. I like when the lady goes, I'm injured. Chandler dropped me on on this slimy rock. He didn't even say I'm sorry. It's like the second Kate walks back on, you know?
Yeah, everyone recognizes that Kate is basically holding this ship together. So they're all complaining to her,
mommy.
It really is like that.
So downstairs, Kate goes, well, I'm so glad the guests are at least 90% happy. And the chef goes, 80. Caroline goes, yeah, I dropped a glass. I did it. I dropped a glass. And Kate goes, flesh wounds are not 5-star.
That's such an amazing line.
I can't talk about it right now.
So now the guests are like, Chandler could you try to help this lady's arm injuries? And he's like, I mean, I guess I was kind of going to go get the ice cream, but I suppose I could do this.
And the captain is, Kate is completely over it. So she sees the captain. She's like, this is chaos. Okay, there are drinks to be made. Guests are leaving. I thought it was a 9-person crew, but for some reason, I'm carrying back sunblock in the dark. And he's like, I'll take care of that one. She goes, well, something needs to happen. He goes, all right, Kate, you got the deck crew till you're done. And so he radios that they're Kate's bitches or whatever. And she goes, yeah. Chandler, do the dishes now. Then get me ice. Yes. It's what I need right now. And he's like, I'll take a please. And she goes,
well, actually,
please now.
She actually said, because it's verbatim, she said, I would like you to go down to the galley and grab a knife, please. That's what I need right now. And when he said, I'll take a please, he's honestly full of shit because she literally said, please. And that's just like his gut reaction. I don't know if it's his gut reaction towards women or just to authority, but it was such an like obnoxious, like non-team player thing. It wasn't like, okay, I got it. Whatever I can do to help. It was like, I'll take a please. It was such as like an annoying display of like arrogance or like,
he's a cunt. I mean, like, sorry, he's horrible. He's a horrible human being. Okay, he's a terrible, terrible human being. And the second somebody talks even slightly with an attitude to him, he freaks out.
And you notice, like, that's the sort of shit that he gets on Riley for saying. Did you notice that? That's like, if Riley said that, I'll take a please, he'd be like, you know what? Like, that's not the attitude I want. Also, did you notice that right before this, when he was tending to the guest, the lady's wounds, she was like, I mean, you didn't even apologize to me. And he goes, it was a hectic morning for me, but that's no excuse. I'm like, how about you just say, oh, I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. I felt terrible. Like, is it that hard? Why are you saying it was a hectic morning for you? Guess what? It was 5:25 p.m.
Yeah, get him an app. So then upstairs, one of the ladies goes, Josiah, what kind of gel do you use? And he goes, it's hair wax. And they go, oh, hair wax. It's hair wax. It's like, this day needs to end, okay? Everybody needs to go to bed.
And so, Ashton's downstairs folding napkins. He's like, well, these napkins are awfully wrinkly. I can't believe I'm folding wrinkly napkins. And Caroline's like, what? Too womanly for you? Too womanly?
Are you also bad at science and driving?
God, you are so deranged right now.
Funny.
I think it was like her attempt at humor, but it was just
I thought it was so funny. That's the thing with her. She's not just like an evil villain, you know? Like, she seems like nice and stuff.
She actually seems very nice. It's just like, this is not where she should be, and she's becoming a crazy person as a result.
Like when she said last week about the chef, she's like, that dude is fake news.
So Kate's like, Chandler, can you bring some bags up from the beach club? And he's like, ah, like, he's just like, got his, he's just like, he cannot even deal with this. I can't articulate, but we all know it. We all know what I'm trying to articulate, right? We all
know.
Yeah,
you said it. He's a dick. He's a sexist asshole. I mean, like, what more do you need to say? You know.
So Kate is now like in her element, you know, because she's good at this shit. So she's like giving everyone jobs, giving everyone tasks. She's doing shit. Everything's working well. She's like, okay, you can knock off. You can knock off. Okay, you're waking up early. Okay, you go to sleep. Okay, I need you to do this. I need you to do this. In the middle of all this, while it's like a symphony of delegation, but not an obnoxious delegation, all of a sudden Chandler, they're like doing dishes. They're cleaning up shit. Chandler shows up with a bowl. And he says, like, what's that bowl for? He's like, oh, I'm going to have some ice cream. I mean, I was like, what? I can't even believe. I was like, I can't even believe this dick who's like, please, please. And then he's like getting ready to serve himself some ice cream while everyone else is working like at like level 12.
She's like, you're still working? And he's like, you're not my boss, okay? I'm getting things done, and I'll eat my ice cream as I wish. And she goes,
ice cream's not help. It's not happening, buddy. It's not happening. Yeah. He's like, ah!
Because she's like, actually, you're still working. I need you, what you need to do is actually find something to do with this pig. He's like, should I just throw it out? She's like, no, let's find some Tupperware. He's like, ugh. So she takes his ice cream and puts it back in the freezer. And he's like, why are you doing that? Why are you putting the ice cream back in the freezer? You know, it's frozen. I was letting it thaw out. She's like, you're still working. I was like, what was funny about that is about the thaw was basically the quiet assumption that by the time it's done thawing out in about 3 to 5 minutes, he's going to be done with whatever work needs to be done, you know?
And he even tried the old, just ask Riley to do it. She's still up. It's like,
yeah.
Such a
and
prick.
She's like, I know you're very good at delegation. And she's like, I think you need to be more worried about your work than the ice cream.
So
I mean, I'm sorry. She's like, you know what? You're a big boy. You'll get your.
Yeah, because like, he literally goes, he goes, she can finish. And she goes, no. And he said, I'm a big boy. And she goes, yes, you're a big boy and you can have your ice cream. It starts like laughing at him.
I'm like, are you? I'm like, first of all, you're tangling with Kate. You like, you don't understand. Like, you have managed to avoid her wrath for 4 charters now. Like, are you seriously going to tangle with her? And second of all, you're just going to lob up a softball of like trying to eat ice cream while she's trying to get this charter back in order. You're literally going to try to stop everything so you can have ice cream and say you're a big boy. Like, how big of an idiot do you have to be?
Oh, he gets to be a bigger idiot because he's like, this is the second time you've disrespected me today. And she laughs again. She goes, you're wrong.
It's not just the second. Which is just so amazing. Like, that she takes pride in that, you know? And then he's like, I mean, she's a glorified housekeeper. I'm like, she's the one saving the tips for you every single charter, by the way.
Yeah, you're a glorified fucking
janitor.
Janitor. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So she's like, Chandler, if you can't understand why the captain is having me put you to bed tonight, I can't explain it to you. Okay.
And then they just treat us to a Chandler fuck-up montage, which I just love. Below deck montages are great because they have so much footage of everyone fucking up at any given moment. So the moment someone becomes hypocritical, they're like, okay, let's fire off montage number 3A, please.
I know. It's like when celebrities get really old and the newscasters are just waiting for them to die. So they already have a montage prepared like 5 years before. Yes.
Exactly.
They're
and
like,
then they
just roll the Bob Hope. Roll the Bob Hope.
And then, like, after the montage is over, they just cut to Chandler. He finally has his ice cream, and he's, like, jamming a spoon into it, and he can't because it's frozen again. And he's so mad. He's like, I knew I should have thawed this. Glorified housekeeper ruining everything.
And the captain, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, he's like, we still got half a season to go. How much do you want to bet this person's going to make a turnaround? It's time to do something.
Yeah.
So in the morning, Kate's like, the primaries are up, the primaries are up. And Josiah says, I have no clean clothes. And Kate's like, me neither. Let's just face to the side so they don't see the dirt. And Caroline says, what about me? And she goes, you look like you haven't done any work at all.
And considering how many times Caroline has been sent down to do laundry, it's shocking that they don't have clean clothes. I guess that's the point.
They're probably, like, folded his napkins up at the breakfast table.
I know. It's like Captain Lee's underwear is, like, up there. Because that underwear feels like it keeps showing up in other people's rooms. So now it's sort of like a little bit of, like, a race to the finish for this charter. You know, we see them eat breakfast. There's some docking. Chandler, throw your line. The guests leave. There's, like, a speech about, well, there were some faults, but here's the da-da-da-da-da-da. So there's cleaning, and now it's the tip meeting. And Captain Lee is furious.
Mm. Kate's like, man, it's a bad day to be a deckhand.
Yeah. So he's like, this charter was horrendous. It was horrendous. And the tip is $20,000. And
Which is really good.
It's good, but if you think about it, it's a 4-day charter. And so they normally, like, 20K is good on, like, a 2-day charter. But this is actually, like, a 2 to 3 day charter. But he basically feels like it should have been 25K.
He's like, well, yeah, so, we could get more, but guess what, guys? Tomorrow's another day. Another day with one less crew member. Who is it going to be, guys?
Yeah. So now they get back to cleaning, and Captain Lee calls Kate up to the wheelhouse, and she's like, I don't think I did anything wrong unless maybe I blacked out during some tribal experience that happened when I was marooned on that beach because of the ineptitude of the deckhands. Perhaps that happened. I don't know.
And he goes, I need you to be a witness. And she's like, not good. So he's like, Chandler Lee, wheelhouse now. And he's like, oh, God. Have a seat. Well, I think the time has come for you and I to have this chat, which I've been putting off. He just starts doing that, like, gumball sucking thing that he does. He's like,
I'm banning all ice cream from the app.
It's Hagen Nights for you, buddy. It's over.
Oh, my God.
It's and that just... brings us to the end of a little below dick day.
It was such a good episode. I was just so enthralled. I could not believe the amount of fuck-uppery. And again, like, dropping the lady, the broken glass, and then the ice cream. It was almost like I just couldn't even. The ice cream moment was just. It was the thing that I was like, I can't believe what I'm watching. This was just, it was so hilariously ridiculous.
And it's on one of the charters that seems like it would be one of the nicer charters, right? Like, people wanted to be nice and have a good time. They weren't coming in just to be dicks this time.
Yeah, the children were lovely.
Yeah.
Adorable. I mean, it was like, these people were not demanding. It was just...
so good.
But it happens every season. There's always just a full breakdown mid-season.
Sure does, you little Benjaminius. All right, everybody. Well, that brings us to the end. Happy Turkey Day, you guys.
Happy Turkey Day.
We are very thankful for you suckas. Thanks for everything you do for us. We look forward to another wonderful year thanking you.
Absolutely. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
As a cattle farmer, calving season means long days. So when my head hits the pillow, I don't want nightmares about losing calves.
Vodafone helps farmers rest and work more efficiently with our market-leading Internet of Things network and MooCall, a device that sends alerts when a calf is on its way. Search Vodafone Business Solutions to discover how we're so much more than mobile. Vodafone. The future is exciting. Ready? Subject to area availability, minimum terms apply. Details at vodafone.co.uk. Business solutions.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hi, I'm Lydia Bright from The Brights, a show that captures the highs and lows of family life. We're delighted to be part of Bose Recommends. There is no show like this. We've let a team of producers into our home to capture everything. The moments of bliss, the moments of chaos, the fallouts and the kiss and makeups. Come meet the whole family by listening on Acast, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy your new favourite podcast without distractions. Discover how at Bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus. On.